give me your reaction, if you wouldn't mind, to the approval from Wright County for you to build your pork processing facility there?
I'd be happy to. Not a surprise. I was expecting exactly the outcome that we got yesterday. We had spent an awful lot of time in Wright County meeting with business leaders, the supervisors, the economic development people, citizens that had an interest in what our proposal entailed, and felt very comfortable that we had an overwhelming level of support in Wright County for this plant, and that's exactly what was very obvious at the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday.
What is your timeline now? Is this the final approval that you need from government?
No, we still have to get the permits from DNR for the air permit. We have to get the permits for the wells for the plant. I think that's probably the only two things that we still have to go through. Of course, any construction site today has to go through stormwater permitting, for example, and stuff like that. A lot of hoops that we still have to jump through. We don't anticipate any problems in obtaining those permits. This plant has already had a lot of design work done, and we are fully intending to incorporate an awful lot of technology that is with air scrubbers and closed systems for protecting air quality. A lot of different technologies being used to conserve water. We don't have access at that site for public water, and we knew that up front. So the plan was always to sink deep water wells for providing water for the plant. But the engineers are already very familiar with the project and everything, so it's kind of a technicality of actually going through the process to obtain the permits.
With the city of Eagle Grove being fairly close to you, are you and they going to share a expanded water treatment facility so that you can have one for your plant and they can increase the capacity for their city?
Yeah, that's pretty much accurate. I'll tell you the truth, the way this, a lot of people may not be aware of this, but all wastewater treatment plants in the state of Iowa have a new standard that they must meet by 2020. The Eagle Grove plant is going to be updated and expanded to be in compliance with that requirement, and it's going to be paid for by Prestige Farms. You know, essentially, we have agreed to paying for the wastewater. We're going to pre-treat at the plant, then send the pre-treated wastewater to the new updated Eagle Grove plant, and they will then, of course, be the ones responsible for the final treatment phase and the discharge. The contract that we signed with them guarantees that we are going to pay them enough money to handle the pre-treated wastewater from our plant to pay for all of the improvements that are required for the Eagle Grove plant, not only for ourselves, but also to meet the 2020 standards.
Will that also benefit Eagle Grove in expanding housing and other infrastructure that would logically have to be done to handle the employees that you have coming in there?
Absolutely. The intent is to also have excess capacity available for the wastewater treatment plant for expansion in the future, and they will already be in a position where they'll meet the 2020 standards. A lot of other municipalities and counties in Iowa are going to have to do the same thing, but if they don't have a new customer coming in that's going to be on the hook to pay for it or whatever, it's going to have to be paid for by taxpayers. That's not going to be the case in Eagle Grove. That additional cost for updating and expanding the wastewater treatment plant is going to be paid for by Prestige.
Let me turn to, unless you have another one, my only other area, and that is your workers. you're giving numbers for their pay, that the lowest paid workers would receive $37,000 a year. But is that for a considerable amount of overtime each week to be able to make that $37,000 level?
Well, Ken, I'm glad you asked that question because there's been a lot of confusion about it. First of all, the only thing that we have guaranteed in the agreement, the economic agreement, is that the lowest paying job paid for an unskilled laborer in the Wright County plant will be at a level of $13 an hour or higher, as well as every other job. You have to have be at a particular level to meet the criteria for, can't remember the exact term that's used by the state, but it's a higher paying job or whatever that you get training credits for and everything else. But the fact that we've stated that the $13 per hour level is the minimum pay that'll be paid is misunderstood by a lot of people. We may not hire anybody for $13 an hour. We cannot hire anybody for less than $13. That's a big difference. But when you look at the $13 an hour and do the math on, and that's the $13 an hour base. That does not include the benefits that come along, you know, that we provide for all of our employees as well. That there is overtime calculated when you look at the $37,000 a year number. Then there's overtime included in that number to get to the $37,000. But that number just comes from the normal expectations of the employees that have those jobs. They get time and a half for overtime, so they're very willing in most cases and want to have the opportunity to get some overtime hours. In addition, you may or may not know that it's very common in plants that the company actually pays workers for what's called donning and doffing time, which is not time that they're actually working, but it's extra money that's paid to them for the period of time that they put on and take off their called PPE, personal protective equipment, that's required to keep a safe workplace. You know, things like gloves and smocks and hard hats and boots. It depends on, of course, the job and what equipment is worn by different employees. That didn't used to be very common in the food industry at all. The people actually got paid for that. They actually got paid at the time that they reported to their station was when the clock started, and when they left their station was when it stopped. That is not what we intend to do. We intend to pay them, you know, for a period of time for them to also be paid for the time when they meet our safety criteria for putting on and taking off their personal protective equipment.
Are you concerned, and of course I'm reading something into this that I'll go ahead and say, and that is, if you have a sizable number of immigrants, first-generation people who are working there, first-generation Americans, as to who wins this election, meaning that Donald Trump has made some rather serious statements about what he would do with the immigrant population of the U.S. versus Hillary Clinton. Does it concern you that we could have a major upheaval in that group of workers going into 2017?
You know, maybe I should be concerned. I really am not. First of all, as you and I both know, the president has, whoever that happens to end up becoming, has certain powers and things that they can do. But when it comes down to labor laws and everything else, those things typically end up being decided by Congress. I think most Americans recognize that any company that's got has a viable plan for having a competent, good workforce means that workforce has got to be legal, they've got to be productive, and they've got to be competitive. And first of all, I kind of dispute a little bit the fact that some people seem to think that there would be a very high percentage of immigrant labor or whatever. It's our hope that we'll be an employer of choice in Wright County, and the people in Wright County and in the surrounding area will look for an opportunity to take a job in that plant that pays more than what they're currently making. It's not unusual in that part of the state for people to commute 20 or 30 miles to work. If you look at a 20-mile radius around the proposed site, which is 5 miles south of Eagle Grove, there's 55,000 citizens that live there today. They don't have a high unemployment rate. There is some diversity in the population there, but we think that we hope that we're going to have the opportunity to hire good, qualified, legal people that either currently live there or are willing to commute from wherever they live because the plant's going to be close enough for that to be a viable option for them, or in some cases, people relocate. I don't see us hiring people that don't currently live in the United States that are brought in to take jobs in that plant. I know that that's happened with some companies in the past. It is not what our plan is.
All right, sir. I'm sure there's many, many more things we could talk about, but you gave me more than the time I asked for, and I love your directness on your answers. I appreciate you calling me.
No problem. Anytime I can be a source of information for you, I'm happy to do it.
All right, Ron. Thank you very much, and good luck to you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you now.